We got real confused this morning because I went down to Booker T. Washington, and she was a female. She was an older dog. Didn't look anything like. His name is Clyde, by the way.
So, but the dog has been found and everything is okay?
Yes, we've been going up and down the interstate. His owner, Mark, actually had to walk up and down between Perry Hill and the bypass. He walked all the way down and then walked halfway back up.
Well, and, I can't tell you how happy I am that it, the dog's been found and everything is okay. A lot of people got involved in that.
Yeah, that the Lost and Found Montgomery on Facebook. Mm-hmm. I cannot tell. We would not have found him if that hadn't been so steep.
Wow. That is awesome.
Complete. The only way we found him just now is a girl that I didn't even know. She drove around on her brake. She does hair on Zelda Road. Mm-hmm. And she was driving around looking for him in Interstate Park. Is that dead end where a gate is back there? And he peeked his head out, and she saw him, and she called me. And she said, I'm going to sit here with him. She's like, I've got clients waiting on me, but I'm going to sit here and be kitty. And he came right to me.
That is so awesome. Thank you for following up and letting us know. Because
you're welcome.
When we become aware of a situation like that, it troubles us. And this has been a wonderful day for happy endings. Thank you.
All right, Greg. Well, it's good to talk to y'all.
Likewise. It is 5 o'clock.
From the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada. News Talk 93.1 FM. Riverside Chevrolet.
At 5.
Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Rich Dennison. American pastor Andrew Brunson has left Turkey, freed today after 2 years in custody, accused of espionage. President Trump talked about Brunson's release before heading to a campaign rally in Ohio.
He suffered greatly, but we're very appreciative to a lot of people, a lot of people.
Brunson was convicted of treason by a Turkish court and sentenced to time served. The White House says U.S. pressure on Turkey led to the pastor's release, a claim rejected by Turkey. Hurricane Michael blamed for at least 13 deaths in four states. In Florida, officials are telling those who didn't evacuate to leave, as recovery efforts will take a while.
The power and the water remain out in many panhandle towns. Gulf Power says it could take weeks to restore for full energy service.
President Trump tweeted today that he plans to visit Florida and Georgia sometime next week to view the damage and storm response. This is Fox News.
All right. My appetite is getting bigger.
And Leon's getting larger.
And there's one place you can solve that appetite dilemma and quickly and for an incredibly cost-efficient way, and that's El Jalisco on Atlanta Highway. And this is Yalen?
Yes.
Hi. Yes, Greg. This is Yalen.
How are you?
Good. Definitely good.
Listen, I want everybody to listen. Before we talk about food and happy hour specials, this sweet young lady here is so representative of the attentive and diligent service that you can expect at El Jalisco. And that's just one part of a great experience. Of course, the other is authentic Mexican food and specials every day. Let's start with the drink specials during happy hour, which lasts from now until 7.
Well, our happy hour is, well, it does include our margaritas, our lime margaritas on the rocks or frozen. It's a pretty good size for a $3 margarita, and we do have our Michelob Ultras and Bud Light 22 ounces for $2.99.
That's an incredible value, and what are some of the dinner specials on Friday?
On Friday, we do have our most requested orders. We do have our cheesesteak burrito, which is $7.99 today. Of course, our nachos Jalisco, $7.99. And lastly, our shrimp adobe for $10.99. And they're all really good and really big plates. You would definitely need like a to-go box.
Yeah, that's the thing. My wife loves the shrimp adobe. And yes, they bring these out on these large oval plates. And it's wall-to-wall. It's wall-to-wall. And by the way, if you don't have time to dine in and you place an order, they package your food at El Jalisco so perfectly that you can drive 15, 20 minutes to get home and it's still warm. You don't even need to put it in the microwave. So they do everything right. The food is sensational. The service is top notch. And we hope you'll, are you working tomorrow night?
Definitely.
I think we're going to be in tomorrow evening for dinner. So,
We definitely look forward to seeing you guys here then tomorrow.
Likewise, we love it, and we can't wait to see you, too. So, folks, please, if you love Mexican, authentic Mexican food, great service, and unbelievably reasonable prices, Trail Jalisco. On Atlanta Highway, it's a long restaurant, so there's plenty of comfortable table and booth seating for you at El Jalisco. Yana, thanks for coming and joining us.
Thank you so much, Greg.
See you tomorrow. I love them. I get pictures. I love it when people either use or visit one of our sponsors and they take a picture, a selfie, and send it. And I got a great picture from, I think it was Bill Yancey, who had the Queen of the Dimples. When you go to El Jalisco, ask to see Monica. She's such a sweetheart, and she's got the most amazing dimples I've ever seen on a human being. Why, they're even cuter than mine.
What?
Yeah, I know. That's exactly what you should have said. What? All right, we are, oh, I see a phone. I'll grab it. Hi, this is Greg filling in for young Joey. Who's this?
Hey, Greg, it's Rosie.
Rosie!
Hi, Rosie.
I just wanted to let you know that I had a late lunch at El Jalisco this afternoon, and I had the shrimp adobe, and it was fabulous.
Yeah, that is, that's a Roz's favorite, and boy, lots of
shrimp. It was so good. When she brought me the plate, she said, "Can I get you anything else?" And I said, "A to-go box," because there was so much food. I knew I'd never be able to finish it off.
Yeah.
So it was great.
Hey, Rosie, you want to be a Baumhauer's big shot?
I do.
You know, I'm embarrassed to even ask, but what is your month and date of birth?
11/20.
11. Oh. Make a note on that, young Joey, so that we remember her birthday.
Aye, Captain.
We're going to make quite the fuss.
Hey, Joey.
Hi, Rosie.
Yeah, well, this is a biggie coming up, so.
Ooh.
Yeah.
40?
Yeah. Plus a few. Plus a few.
Is there a request we can play for you this afternoon?
Play something else by George Carlin. I heard Expressions.
Sure.
Anything else by George Carlin?
I'm going to play the Save the Planet. That's one of my favorites.
Oh, yeah. All right. That's a great one.
Okay.
Y'all have a great weekend.
You too, dear. Thank you. We're so blessed to have listeners like Rosie and, you know, all the folks that have called today. This is not your typical radio talk show. Let's start with that. Because there's just a genuine bond here. That's why we always invite you to come and join us at Baumhauer's. You know, it's a good group. You'll make friends. Ron? Ron?
Hey, Ron. Hey, how's it going, everybody?
Good. How are you?
Hello. I'm doing great. Hey, I heard y'all talking about El Jalisco. My wife and I ate there yesterday for lunch. And I had this chicken dish. It was chicken with cheese on top of it?
Yeah, that's the chicken poil, yeah.
Oh, man, that stuff was awesome. And the service there, that's the first time we've eaten there.
Uh-huh.
And the service was just great.
Yeah. I love them. I really do. I mean, they're just so nice and so attentive and so eager to please. That's what you want. They make you feel so welcome.
Well, we live in Wetumpka, so it's a little bit difficult to go in the evening time, but we will be doing lunch there more often. I appreciate the heads up on that place.
Yeah, try it on 99 Cent Taco Tuesday, man. You can stuff yourself and get a soda and have a bill less than $10. I mean, where are you going to get that?
Yeah, cool. All right, man. Well, y'all have a great weekend. Roll Tide.
All right, Roll Tide. We appreciate it, man. We almost changed the contest. Like, how many points will Alabama score by halftime? 43 was it last Saturday, and that was the lowest? Quick check on traffic.
Hey, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Lots of color on my pretty green board here this afternoon. Let's take a look and see what's going on. Interstate systems first. 65 is all clear, but 85 north and southbound between South Union and the interchange. Very slow there. Right up near East Boulevard, there's some slow stuff there. And between Bell Road and Taylor Road, slow stuff on 85 northbound. Now, as we come down to the East Boulevard, right around Carmichael Road, in the southbound lanes, there is an accident there. And also another one down on South Boulevard across from Baptist South. And that one involves injuries. Four cars involved in that accident. Don't settle for less. Get a certified pre-owned Toyota from Reinhardt Toyota Used Car Supercenter. Great savings, great vehicles at Reinhardt Toyota Used Car Supercenter. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
If you get hurt in a car wreck and the insurance company offers you a tiny check, say no. Call the Vance Law Firm now.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
All right, here you go.
Joey!
But the thing is, Howard, it doesn't matter how old you are, bouncy castles are still genius. I went on a couple of weeks ago. It was amazing. I bounced as high as my own head.
Really?
Yeah.
As if you did.
I did.
You're doing somersaults?
Did six somersaults.
Six?
And I did one of those things where you go backwards and land on your feet. I don't even know what they're called, but they are cool.
Jimmy flips.
I did a Jimmy flip.
Really?
It was amazing, Howard. You'd have loved it. Bouncy, bouncy. Oh, such a good time. Bouncy, bouncy. Shoes all in a line. Bouncy, bouncy. Everybody somersault, somersault, summertime. Everybody sing along. Bouncy, bouncy. Oh, such a good time. Bouncy, bouncy. White socks slipping down. Bouncy, bouncy. Stilettos are a no-no. Bouncy, bouncy, ooh, bouncy, bouncy, ooh. Every time I bounce, I feel I touch the sky.
It's cute, but I don't get it. Hi, Amanda.
Hi, how are you guys doing today?
I'm
wonderful.
Yeah, we are.
I know, it's Friday. I wanted to see if I could make a request.
Sure.
I would like to hear either yoga pants or French toast.
By yoga pants, I assume you mean the Tim Hawkins yoga pants?
Yes.
Okay. I am pulling up yoga pants. All right, yoga pants is ready to play.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Can I enter the big shot drawing?
Of course. I'm going to guess that you were born in one of the early months of the year, like around March.
Very close. Very close. It's actually 4/22.
I was going to say March 22nd. So, see, I do have that power, Joey.
Yeah.
We're so good, Greg.
I am. It's experience. Wow. Thank you, Amanda.
Thank you. You guys have a good afternoon.
You too. Hey, Steve.
Hey there. How y'all doing today?
Oh, we're here to have fun, and we are.
Oh, okay. Well, I just wanted to... I heard your comment about New Orleans when I was driving, and I couldn't stop the call. But I'm a native New Orleanian.
Yes, sir.
And I was as sad as anybody when Katrina hit. I mean, it flooded out places where me and my wife dated.
Sure.
It flooded out places where my family, you know, my parents got married, and where part of my relatives are buried. And I thought, just like you, I said, why are we rebuilding? I mean, now where we live 15 feet above sea level, so, you know, we kind of didn't get flooded out. But the same part, you know, you looked at other parts of the city and said, yeah, it is underwater and it is under sea level. And why rebuild? And then I talked to my brother, who was in the industry than I am. Mm. And he said two big reasons. One is petroleum and the other is the port. They're not going to abandon the port of New Orleans anytime soon.
Right.
And if you just take an aerial shot of the river itself from like a little bit below New Orleans up to Baton Rouge, I mean, there is just petroleum plants galore, and petroleum products being all kind of stuff. You know, it's like, wow, okay.
I can see where you can build to protect industry, but, when I saw the Ninth Ward from the road.
Oh, my gosh.
They
didn't learn from Betsy. Betsy, in the Ninth
right.
Ward, that same levee broke during Betsy, and they never learned from that. You know, that's what kills me. And, of course, we decided not to retire there. We retired and lived in Millbrook. But, you know, from New Orleans, love New Orleans, but Lord, you know, do I want to go back there and retire? No.
Please don't think I'm anti-New Orleans. I just
thought
that tragedy was...
Yeah, but I had the same question. And I love New Orleans, but I had the same question you had. And I said, why rebuild if it's going to happen again? you know? Can I make a request there?
Yes.
Have we had the weasel stompers yet?
Not yet. So I've got.
Oh gosh, let's have the weasel stompers.
I'm pulling out my weasel now, and we will have that ready to play in just moments.
Primarily for our Democratic friend.
Yeah.
Yet
I may call out some names while it plays.
And my birth month is 5/20.
5/20, Steve. Thanks so much for a great call.
Hey, take care, friend. See you. Have a good weekend.
You too. God, man, we're hearing from the best people today, like east of the Rockies.
Hey, yeah, those guys from Louisiana and New Orleans have this. Who's the accent? You ever notice that?
Oh, yeah.
I love to hear those guys talk. Hey, look, I want to hear some Rodney Dangerfield. You used to play that. I don't know if you still can, but if
sure.
you got it, give it a spin. And my birthday is 11/21, so I guess if I win, I need to take Rosie with me, and we'll eat and talk loud.
Sounds like a plan, East.
All right, man. Y'all have a great weekend.
We will get it for you. What's up?
We also had a call from William B. His birthday was yesterday, so happy birthday, sir. And
William B.'s birthday?
Yes. It's 10/11.
Son of a B. We're going to have to celebrate him next week at Baumhauer's.
Right.
If we can get him there.
But he wanted to hear, has anybody seen the Dufresnes?
I love that.
Little Mitch Hedberg, yeah.
That's actually my favorite Mitch Hedberg clip.
That one's
all right,
good.
Now, hang on. We got now. What did Steve want?
Rodney? No, that was East.
East wanted Rodney. Well, I'll tell you what.
Crap. I thought you had it in. Weasel Stomping Day?
Yeah.
Yeah, you see, I remember you
he wanted
vividly
Weasel,
saying.
Rosie wanted Carlin.
Yeah.
East, all right, comedy, Mitch.
Right. Dufresne.
Where are the Dufresnes? Hang on.
It should be like restaurant. Yeah.
All right, what we'll do is we'll go into the news with Mitch Hedberg.
Cool.
And then I've got some of this other stuff scattered throughout this upcoming break. So I've got it all in. Yoga pants is there. I'm going to move that up a little bit.
Nice.
Not because Amanda sounded like such a sweet woman either.
No,
it has nothing to do with that.
No, you don't.
This is a programming favorites. Decision on my part.
Well, I got some crap to do downstairs, so I like all this lineup.
Well, guess what? I have created a lot of time for you to do your crap. In fact, here's what I'm going to do, young Joey.
Yeah.
I'm going to do yoga pants first, then the news, mm-hmm. then Mitch Hedberg looking for the Dufresne family, Carlin's Save the Planet, and then we'll come out of the break with Weasel.
Wow.
Yeah, that's planning.
You are a master.
Yeah, thank you. At 5:18.
This may be the dumbest song I've ever written. It's pretty new, and it's just about real life, so let's do it. Was out for 3 days to visit her mom. I was supposed to cook and clean while she was gone. Somehow she never buckles under all the demands. I had to know her secret, I had to understand. Well, I thought it might be coffee, but that gives her the shakes. It might be soap operas, but she says they're too fake. It's not the car she drives or what she puts in her hair. I realized it's got to be something that she wears. Yoga pants. She wears them all day. Yoga pants. At work and at play. Yoga pants. What's all the fuss? What makes them so special that they keep them from us? Yoga pants. Well, any normal person would leave it alone. But I'm not a normal person and nobody was home. My wife was out of town and the kids were outside. I went into the bedroom and decided I would try yoga pants. So stretchy and thin, yoga pants. Feels like my own skin, yoga pants. Where you been all my life? I've never done yoga, but these make me wanna try yoga pants. So soft and so sleek, yoga pants. Feels good on my cheeks, yoga pants. These are the best. If you're waiting for a video, don't hold your breath.
Namaste.
From CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Jeff Sanders. The U.S. Senate has confirmed an Alabama man for the federal bench. The Senate confirmed Lyles Burke of Arab to serve as a federal judge for the Northern District of Alabama. Two women have been arrested and charged with capital murder in the shooting death of a Montgomery man last week. Shantarika Goldsby and Lucy Smith have been charged in the October 3rd shooting death of Terry Talley. Residents of Mexico Beach, Florida that stayed during the storm are emerging from the debris with harrowing tales. Others who evacuated are coming to grips with the fact that much of their community was destroyed by Hurricane Michael. Hit head-on by the storm, numerous homes in this Gulf Coast resort town of about 1,190 people were shattered or ripped from their foundations. And that is a look at your news headlines. I'm Jeff Sanders. For your latest news, be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
You know, when you go to a restaurant on the weekends, it gets busy, so they got to start a waiting list. They start calling out names. They say, like, Dufresne, party of two. Table ready for Dufresne, party of two. And if no one answers, they'll say the name again. Dufresne, party of two. But then if no one answers, they'll just go right on to the next name. Bush, party of three. Yeah. But what happened to the Dufresnes? No one seems to care. Who can eat at a time like this? People are missing. You people are selfish. The Dufresnes are in someone's trunk right now with duct tape over their mouth. And they're hungry. That's a triple whammy. We need help. Bush, search party of three. You can eat once you find the Dufresnes. Thank you.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Alabama Heating and Air Conditioning. One call does it all. Proudly serving the River Region. Call 334-669-6693. Alabama license number 17022. Alabama Heating and Air Conditioning.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. I'm happy to say this new fall weather pattern we've fallen into will roll on and on for tonight. Clear skies, pleasantly cool, overnight low temperature in the mid-50s. That's some nice fall air. Tomorrow, more sunshine, upper 70s. Tomorrow night's low in the upper 50s. Then on Sunday, more sunshine, beautiful, low humidity, high around 83. And Monday and Tuesday, the nice weather pattern continues. Another reinforcing cool front will arrive. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
So self-important. Everybody's going to save something now. Save the trees, save the bees, save the whales, save those snails. And the greatest arrogance of all, save the planet. What? Are these people kidding me? Save the planet? We don't even know how to take care of ourselves yet. We haven't learned how to care for one another. We're going to save the planet? I'm getting tired. The planet is fine. Compared to the people, the planet is doing great. It's been here 4.5 billion years. Do you ever think about the arithmetic? Planet has been here 4.5 billion years. We've been here, what, 100,000? Maybe 200,000? And we've only been engaged in heavy industry for a little over 200 years. 200 years versus 4.5 billion. And we have the conceit to think that somehow we're a threat? That somehow we're going to put in jeopardy this beautiful little blue-green ball that's just a-floating around the sun? The planet has been through a lot worse than us. Been through all kinds of things worse than us. Been through earthquakes, volcanoes, plate tectonics, continental drift, solar flares, sunspots, magnetic storms, the magnetic reversal of the poles, hundreds of thousands of years of bombardment by comets and asteroids and meteors, worldwide floods, tidal waves, worldwide fires, erosion, cosmic rays, recurring ice ages. And we think some plastic bags and some aluminum cans are going to make a difference? The planet isn't going anywhere. We are. We're going away. Pack your folks. We're going away.
27 years ago, Steve Wirth rented a storefront in Montgomery and opened the first location of Wirth Cleaners. A lot has changed since 1991. Two buildings and over 20 employees make Wirth Cleaners who they are today, along with Wirth's dedication to its customers to provide top-notch service. Everyday clothes to curtains, drapes, bedspreads, and formal wear, they do it all. Professional dry cleaning and laundry services, same day and express service, professional alterations and repairs, free pickup and delivery to your home or office, wedding dress preservation, superb customer service. It's not only easy to understand how Wirth Cleaners has been successful for nearly 3 decades, but how they've been voted the best dry cleaner in Montgomery year after year. Visit them today at 125 Brown Springs Road, 7825 Vaughn Road, or online at worthcleaners.com. When it's worth it, choose Worth Cleaners.
This is Sam Adams, governor of District 6880 of Rotary International, a service organization of 1.2 million members around the globe. Chances are that sometime in the last century, someone in your family or someone you knew contracted polio. In this century, it is very unlikely because Rotary has worked tirelessly for almost 40 years and has immunized over 2.5 billion children against this life-threatening disease. We have made great progress and are this close to totally wiping it off the face of the earth forever. It is truly a countdown to history, and we want you to be a part of it. Friday, October the 12th at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center, Rotary is hosting a countdown to history. The In Polio Now benefit concert featuring former ACM Female Artist of the Year, Winona and the Big Noise. I saw the light in your window tonight. How did you get to me? No one else on earth. Tickets are on sale now through Ticketmaster and the Impact Box Office. Come be a part of history Friday, October 12th at the Impact. Join us for Winona and the Big Noise.
Remember when food came straight from the farm and fresh-cooked homemade meals were an everyday occurrence? Sweet Creek Farm Market does. Visit the Sweet Creek Cafe and enjoy freshly prepared farm-to-table meals with award-winning barbecue, ice cream, and famous sweet treats. Browse through our large farm market and enjoy lots of fresh produce. Sweet Creek has everything you need for your fall decorating. Pumpkins, corn stalks, hay bales, mums, and more. Bring the whole family to take a break from the city and appreciate the farm life by visiting the pumpkin patch and farm animals. Choose your homegrown pumpkin from the largest and best-priced selection of pumpkins in town. The third annual Pumpkin Festival at Sweet Creek Farms begins this Saturday and can be enjoyed every Saturday and Sunday throughout the month of October. Sweet Creek will have live music, hay rides, face painting, and lots of sweet treats. Travel back to that simpler time by only going 2 miles out of town. Open 7 days a week, Sweet Creek Farms, 2 miles south of Taylor Road on Highway 231 and Pike Road.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Oh! Faces filled with joy and cheer. What a magical time of year. Howdy ho, it's Weasel Stomping Day. Put your Viking helmet on. Spread that mayonnaise on the lawn. Don't you know it's Weasel Stomping Day?
Clintons.
Sorry.
Who else? Chris
Matthews.
Sorry.
People up and down the street, crushing weasels beneath their feet.
Why we do it, who can say?
But it's such a festive holiday, so let the stomping fun begin. Bash their weaselly skulls right in. It's tradition that makes it okay.
Day.
Hey! Everyone is getting excited about Halloween.
Happy Halloween, everybody!
So simple, even a zombie can do it.
I'm gonna go trick-or-treating on my own.
I don't know if I'm comfortable with people eating my face.
For the past 3 Halloweens, you've gone as Wonder Woman.
My father made me go trick-or-treating till my feet were numb.
It's Halloween!
Up at someone's house and say trick-or-treat, they'll give me a free piece of candy.
Well, that was just plain creepy.
If I don't end the night with a pillowcase full of candy, someone's gonna freaking pay.
This year I'm going Halloween caroling.
What about the Halloween party?
Give me that candy.
Halloween, baby. Yeah. Trick-or-treat.
I'll tell you, it's real scary to be a police officer on Halloween.
Please don't take my brain out.
It's Halloween. You gotta give the kids what they want.
Frankenstein's house of tooth decay is closed.
It's All Request Friday on Happy Hour, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. I think we're getting pretty close to caught up. I know I promised somebody this.
There is one country that worries me, though. Not Iraq, not Iran, not North Korea. The only country that really worries me is the country of Germany. I don't know if you guys are history buffs or not, but... in the early part of the previous century, Germany decided to go to war. And who did they go to war with? The world. It had never been tried before. And so you figure that would take about 5 seconds for the world to win, but no, it was actually close. About 30 years pass, and Germany decides again to go to war, and again it chooses as its enemy the world. And this time they have that guy, Schrankly, Crankly, that guy. And I'm not even going to dignify him by saying his name, but I think you know what I'm talking But you'd think at that point the world will go, listen, Germany, here's the deal. You don't get to be a country no more on account of you keep attacking the world. What do you think, you're Mars or something?
All right, I just got a from Jason, a Facebook post. And in case you missed the news earlier, you know, Taylor Swift apparently thinking that millions of voters in Tennessee are waiting for her endorsement of one particular candidate. And as it turns out, she, I'll vote for the Democrat because everything I, And now the woman that she was against is now 14 points up in that race. This, I don't know what this is, but I'm going to play it. I got the dump button handy just in case, but this apparently is Donald Trump singing Shake It Off. Or...
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Too late. Got nothing in my brain. That's what people say. That's what people say. I got home too many days, but I can't make them stay. At least that's what people say. That's what people say. But I keep cruising. Can't stop, won't stop moving. It's like I got in my mind saying it's gonna be alright. Cause the players are gonna play, 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 play. And the keepers are gonna keep, 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 baby. I'm just gonna shake, 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 shake. I shake it off, I shake it off. Heartbreakers gonna break, 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 break. And the fakers gonna fake, 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 baby. I'm just gonna shake, 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 shake. I shake it off, I shake it off.
All right, that is too good not to immediately share. Because the editing is incredible. That's a minute and 7 seconds long, and there must be, I would say, 70 or 80 edits to make him sing that song. But it's a great, let me post this on Facebook, if you'll excuse me. Young Joey is getting ready for the Joey Clark Radio Hour. All right, too funny not to share. And that, what you just heard, is now on my page, and it's fun to watch, too. Oh, we're just having a great time here this afternoon. It is 5:35. We'll be catching up on news, weather, and traffic here in just a second. Hopefully everybody is behaving today. That would be nice. At 5:35, if you're an offender bender, I don't know if you heard the story earlier this week, but last Saturday night, Mommy the Swami... and our friends, we went down to Red's. And, you know, that neck of the woods down there in central Montgomery County, I love it. It's beautiful. It's quaint. It's serene. But it's also very dark. And as I was backing out of my space and pulling forward to exit, the left front end of my car went into what really is a 6-foot straight down ditch. And my first thought, believe it or not, before I actually got the car out of the situation, that little rogue performs, baby, was, how am I going to explain this one to Donnie Turner? He's heard it all. Not one, but two mailbox attacks. Fixed me up with those. Little road tar here and there. My stepson had a little scrape up. He's like family to us. But the thing is, that's how they treat everybody at Montgomery Paint and Body. Fortunately, that rogue, I'll tell you, it made a crunching sound, and the car was down at a steep angle. I mean, if I don't get out of that overhang, I'm basically, my car is going to be aiming almost straight down into the bottom of that ditch, and the damage could have been really significant. It wasn't. Even more amazingly, there's nothing visible that I have to take over to Montgomery Paint and Body for Donnie to see, because frankly, I don't want to wear the guy out. We brought him plenty of business. Everybody in this building just about has been at MPB. Rich multiple times, Jay Scott, Emily, and our boss. And the buttery one does not trust his car to just anybody. So if you want an outcome that's good as new, maybe better, and that's not just a cute slogan, that is what they shoot for. They want that jaw-dropping reaction on your face when you see your car for the first time after it's been in for repair at Montgomery Paint and Body. Their number's 27-REC with a W. They're on the boulevard at East Shirley Lane.
Traffic brought to you by United Heating, Air, and Plumbing. United Heating, Air, and Plumbing can now also take care of all of your electrical maintenance or add-ons. Call United Heating, Air, Plumbing, and Electricity today. United for your comfort.
Hey, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic, some trouble on 85 northbound. That'll be ramping from 65 on to 85 northbound. Looks like a couple of cars up against the wall over there. So there is an accident in that location. We haven't heard the call out from the police department yet, but just saw it on the camera. 85 northbound between Bell Road and Taylor Road. There is a little bit of heavy traffic there. And also on the southbound side of 85 between Chantilly Parkway and Taylor Road, it's a little bit slow there. Stop and go around the boulevard. 65 going to be affected by the accident on 85 in a very short time if they don't get that one cleared away. When you're in an accident, you have a lot of questions and need answers. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333. No representation is made that the quality of legal services is greater than that of other attorneys. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Just say no to the insurance company's tiny check. I'm Stuart Vance, and I'll make sure you get the money you deserve.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Hey, folks, Bruce with CTE Outdoor Power. Thank you for making this summer our best Hustler mower sales season so far. And now, in order to make room for the new 2019 Hustler models, I'm proud to announce our 2018 inventory clearance with discounts up to $2,000 on Hustler zero-turn mowers, with two incredible financing options. Either $0 down and zero interest for 48 months, or no payment till April 2019. And hurry, this Hustler clearance sale is good while supplies last or until October 31st. And folks, remember, at CTE, you get excellent service after the sale. With our VIP package, not only do you get free delivery upon purchase, but as long as you own your mower, you get free pickup and delivery, our exclusive 7-day repair guarantee, and a free rental mower. Why go anywhere else? CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com.
Prime South Bank, where they have what it takes for you to live your best life, your prime life. Tired of checking account fees? Try their Kasasa checking accounts and say bye-bye to monthly fees. Prime South Bank, with locations in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Right now offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. I'm happy to say this new fall weather pattern we've fallen into will roll on and on. For tonight, clear skies, pleasantly cool, overnight low temperature in the mid-50s. That's some nice fall air. Tomorrow, more sunshine, upper 70s. Tomorrow night's low in the upper 50s. Then on Sunday, more sunshine, beautiful, low humidity, high around 83. And Monday and Tuesday, the nice weather pattern continues. Another reinforcing cool front will arrive. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
advertising drives the local economy. If you own a business, radio advertising encourages repeat business by enhancing the image of your business. Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help you grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
That's what we do here at 541. We had a request for Dr. Sigmund Ezebo, the original.
Hello.
Barbara.
Uh-huh.
Good morning.
Good morning.
This is Dr. Sigmund Ezebo. I call you on behalf of the Federal Social Security Administration Division. I call you about your Social Security check. Yes, ma'am. Let you know that we're going to be reducing your check because the government is having cutbacks right now in the midst of everything that go on with the hurricane and the gas price. And we try to help the gas and the surplus of the nation. So we will cut your check back down to $250 for the next 12 months.
And then, oh, no, y'all won't?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
No, sir.
Ma'am, do not.
You better tell them folks or have them hurricane folks. They better get them a job. That works for mine. They better get up and work for them.
Yes, ma'am. How could you say something so insensitive that is not nice to say about the hurricane people because they are trying to get back on their feet? This is not just about the hurricane rebuild. This is about the gas price and help the gas price.
Nobody has to have a car. Let them walk like I do.
Shut up and be a good American, please.
Man, I'm not studying about being no good American, no bad American. Because I'm not even an American. I'm just a person living in America. There's no such thing as a good or a bad America.
And I bet I'd be a bad American if I come and slap you for hollering at me like that.
No, if you come and slap me, you'll be a dead American.
No, ma'am, you will not touch me because I'm a trained...
If you touch me...
I'm a trained Mabuti warrior from the Buya tribe.
I don't give a damn what tribe from you from. Put your paws on me, I'm going to try my best.
I'm trained in gun, I'm trained in spear.
I don't give a damn about no spear. You waste your time. Don't waste my damn time talking about my check.
We will, ma'am, it is going down to 250, Barbara. What you do not understand is that the federal guidelines in regards to the Social Security state that the government in time of financial economic crisis and big deficit, we can
just check. You get through to doing all that talking, the government, the Bush had to come here and knock on the door and tell me something like that because what you saying ain't meaning.
If you'd read your paperwork, if you knew how to read, you could read the paperwork. Yeah. You're not getting your check. You're not the
I ain't worried about that.
I'm from G-Unit. I'm in the G-Unit.
I wouldn't give a damn if you was from the Hoochie Coochie tribe from Mississippi. I don't give a damn about that, too.
This is Dr. Sigmund Ezebo, ma'am. You will respect me.
I don't give a damn about you saying you doctor.
Nigeria, the American blood.
I don't
you
care where you from.
You respect me. I would come to the Alabama. I will slap you, baby.
You hobo your way up here in Alabama with me. I pay it back. You just hobo your way up here. I pay it back.
Because of the gas price assistance.
Gas. You from a tribe run. You shouldn't want no gas. What you need gas from? You from a tribe. Put them big 15 feet on the cement and get to running.
Why don't you meet me downtown at the radio station?
What radio station?
It's a prank phone call. All around the country and coast to coast. People always say, what do you like most? I don't want to brag. I don't want to boast. I always tell them I like toast.
Very nice.
Yeah, toast! Yeah, toast!
I get up in the morning about 6 a.m. Have a little jelly, have a little jam. Take a piece of bread, put it in the slot. Push down the lever and the wires get hot. I get toast.
Yeah, toast!
Now, there's no secret to toasting perfection. There's a dial on the side, and you make your selection. Push to the dark or the light, and then, if it pops too soon, press down again. Make toast.
Yeah, toast! Ah, toast!
When the first caveman drove in from the dregs... didn't know what would go with the bacon and the eggs. Must have been a genius, got it in his head. Plug the toaster in the wall, buy a bag of bread, make toast.
Yeah, toast! Oh, toast!
Oui, monsieur, bonjour, coquette.
Oh, croissant, vous avez... Maurice Chevalier, Eiffel Tower. Oh, oui, Marie Baguette, bonsoir. French toast! French toast!
News Talk 93.1 of MWACV. I was just browsing through some headlines here. Dianne Feinstein is shocked. She is shocked.
I'm shocked.
She said, because Trump won't take her opinion on a Ninth Circuit court vacancy. Boy, if he puts some conservatives on that Ninth Circuit, that's really going to make them wet themselves in California, because they depend on that court to overturn almost anything that has a shred of common sense in it. And this lunatic, he has some good people running for office in Arizona. McSally for Senate. Served our country and is a rock-solid conservative. Her opponent, this Kyrsten Sinema. Dear rest of the world, this is in a tweet.
Mm-hmm.
Dear rest of the world, I just want you to know Arizona wasn't always this crazy. It used to be pretty great, actually. Sincerely, Kyrsten. That's a tweet from somebody that wants to be in the Senate. And McSally just simply said Kyrsten Sinema is unfit to serve. She's also referred to Arizona as the meth lab of democracy, whatever that means. And she was also exposed for comparing illegal aliens crossing our border to U.S. soldiers killed in Iraq. Clearly, just another... If she was a man, I'd call her a jagoff. It just doesn't understand. Where you? And they all have that... Every liberal you see, they always... They got the glasses. They always look like they're ready to cry. Over what? I don't know. I think that's their natural expression, because they're... I don't know. They're just, I've noticed it. Here's the beard.
Hey, Greg.
How are you, Mr. Beard?
All right. Hello, Joey.
Hello. How are you, sir?
I'm glad to be alive, and it's the weekend.
Yes.
Greg, did you get those pictures I sent you this morning?
Which were those?
I sent you some pictures. I went down to Marianna, Florida.
Yes, I did.
My grandpa.
I did see.
What do you think?
I talked about them too.
Yeah. Well, I was kind of busy at work this morning, so I'm sorry if I didn't get to hear. But
no, in fact, a lot of stuff I get through Facebook, I can't respond to immediately. But I did see it, and I'm hardly surprised, given how that storm stayed to a Category 1 until it was deep into Georgia.
Yeah, it was pretty intense. It usually takes about 2.5 hours to get there, and it took me 5.
Wow.
And I took food and water and loaded up my whole truck and took it to my family, and they're waiting on FEMA and waiting for tree services and stuff like that. But it was really surreal, man. I know
that area very, very well, because when I travel to South Florida, I go to Dothan and then I go east on Highway 84 to Bainbridge,
right.
And then I take Bainbridge to Tallahassee.
Yeah, so, downtown. Historic downtown's completely gone. All the buildings are collapsed.
In Bainbridge?
No, in Marianna.
Marianna. Well, I would imagine Bainbridge isn't a whole lot further.
Yeah, it's only like 7 to 10 miles or something like that.
And Donaldsonville. Donaldson's another little town you go through on 84. I'm going to be very curious to see how they came through it, considering it was still a very strong hurricane when it went through those areas.
Yeah.
We really don't.
Anyway, I just wanted to share those to you guys this morning. I was hoping, you know, Rich Thomas was seeing with you, but...
Rich is at Arlington today burying his brother.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, anyway, y'all have a good weekend. Y'all take care.
All right, appreciate the call, Mr. Beard. Hello, Fred.
Hey, what's going on, fella?
Well, we're getting ready to wrap up and do the Joey Clark Radio Hour.
Yeah, Joey Clark Radio Hour. I was just going to, a little PSA, I guess. There's a guy, he lives in Panama City, and he came up for the storm. Yeah. And he rented a U-Haul, and he's going to go back. I don't know if he's leaving at night or in the morning, but he's taking donations. He's at the Piggly Wiggly on Atlanta Highway, where Delray Road, and to take down there, you know, any kind of household goods. We took, you know, a car seat for a baby and high chair and some baby stuff and canned goods, you know, that we could. But, you know, people have brought pictures for the wall, you know, like a painting or something. Because these people lost everything, you know. But anyway, for anybody that, you know, might care to, there's an avenue for them to help, you know, that's going to go straight down there. you know, to Panama City, so.
All right. That's the Piggly Wiggly on Atlanta Highway.
Yeah.
Okay, Fred.
But, yeah, they were talking about how the storm came in, you know, when Opal came through here back in 95, I guess it was.
Yeah.
Man, they were still at the GE plant out there in Burkeville. They were still registering winds of 130 miles an hour on top of some of those bends.
Mm-hmm.
It was crazy, man. It's amazing how much destruction that could do. Anyway, y'all have a great weekend.
You too, Fred. Thanks for the heads up. Well, here's what we're going to do.
Uh-huh.
What do you have for the Joey Clark Radio Hour today?
Oh, well, it's going to just be a Friday free-for-all. But one big quote that came out of the government today, or maybe it was the other day. I don't know when it came out. But, quote, an almond doesn't lactate. End quote.
An almond doesn't lactate.
Yes, this is more genius from your government coming up on the Joey Clark Radio Hour.
Well, obviously, the government would have said that if somebody hadn't asked, how do you get almond milk?
Mm-hmm. No, but nobody asked.
They just announced it?
Right. No, but I'll get into it. It's another case of...
Take a look at the people you saw at the Kavanaugh hearings. That'll explain why the government has to talk about almonds don't lactate.
Hmm.
Not very bright, unlike us. And I didn't even finish college, and you did. 5:53. We had our first really beautiful, cool morning in like 6 months.
Oh, yeah.
Long in the waiting. It's going to get cooler yet. A week from now, we could be in the 40s. It may be popping on your furnace. Here's a suggestion. Before you turn the heat on, call Clark's at 277-2125. Get yourself a membership and get them out to check out your heating system so the first time you turn it on, your house doesn't smell like burnt lint. There is an aroma because it's been inactive for a long period of time and dust and stuff gets in there. And they'll also check to make sure that all major component parts are in good working order. And then with that membership, they'll come back early, probably before actual spring day, you know, the end of March, and get you ready for the warm weather ahead. You're protected from both seasons, and you also benefit from urgent care, priority service from Clark's for any heating, air conditioning, or plumbing issue that might arise. And it always happens at the worst times, and when they do, man, you don't want to hear we'll be out tomorrow or 2 days or 3 days or whatever you want. Now is the word we'd like to hear. Clark's Club members will hear that. Call them at 277-2125 or visit ClarkComfort.com. Alabama certification number 99004. See you bright and early Monday.
Traffic is brought to you by Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, home of the largest used car inventory in the area.
Hey, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic, some trouble on 85 northbound. That'll be ramping from 65 on to 85 northbound. Looks like a couple of cars up against the wall over there, so there is an accident in that location. We haven't heard the call out from the police department yet, but just saw it on the camera. 85 northbound between Bell Road and Taylor Road, there is a little bit of heavy traffic there, and also on the southbound side of 85 between Chantilly Parkway and Taylor Road, it's a little bit slow there. Stop and go around the boulevard. 65 going to be affected by the accident on 85 in a very short time if they don't get that one cleared away. When you're in an accident, you have a lot of questions and need answers. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333. No representation is made that the quality of legal services is greater than that of other attorneys. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
No recovery, no fee. That's right. The Vance Law Firm only gets paid if you get paid. It's the V guarantee.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Hey, River Region, Dave Ramsey here. The thing about Christmas is it's the same time every year. This means you have absolutely no excuse not to plan ahead and budget for gifts. I recommend you visit my friends at Southern Homes and Gardens, Alabama's premier Christmas store. Southern Homes and Gardens is locally owned and operated for over 38 years, and they carry a huge variety of long-lasting, lifelike Christmas trees, always 50% off. You can also get gorgeous poinsettias and holiday greenhouse favorites for your gift buying. They have a wide selection of budget-friendly pre-wrapped gifts, plus an endless selection of store-wide gift specials, up to 50% off and on-site personalization. Choose from exquisite decor and hundreds of ornaments. So visit Southern Homes and Gardens today. Call 334-387-0440 or visit southernhomesandgardens.com. Tell them Dave sent you.
Paying more for paint doesn't make it better paint. It just makes it more expensive. The Home Depot carries some of the highest quality paint brands in America, but you'd never know it by the price. Like top-rated Behr Premium Plus, starting at only $26.98 a gallon. Look around. You can always find a higher price, but you won't find better paint. Quality paint, lower price, now with 100% satisfaction guarantee. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only, see store for details.
As a small business owner, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? Go to Vistaprint.com today and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card. And at Vistaprint, your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. So it's never been easier to turn 500 strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint.com and use promo code 5757 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 5757.
Sounds like a job for AC by Lou Choir.
It's our second annual truckload sale. Now's the perfect time to increase your home comfort and lower your utility bill with a brand new energy efficient carrier system. Get a brand new carrier air conditioning and heating system from AC by Lou Choir and save 20%. Plus, get 0% interest financing with approved credit. Thanks to loyal customers like you, AC by Lou Choir has been the River Region's air conditioning company of choice for the past 35 years. We have the experience to provide for all of your heating, cooling, and plumbing needs. When you turn to the experts at Lou Choir, you don't have to give up quality to save on a new carrier heating and cooling system. And as always, get the benefit of our tech-savvy staff and outstanding customer service. Visit acbyloucquire.com today to see how you can save on a brand new carrier system. That's acbyloucquire.com. License number 84417.
Sounds like a job for AC by Lou Choir.
Hello, everybody. This is Doug Singleton with Bernie Office Solutions. Since 1963, Bernie has been the Montgomery-grown document technology leader in the River Region. During our 55 years, we have seen a lot of copier companies come and go. That's why we do more than just offer our clients copiers. We offer a diverse portfolio, including document capture and storage, digitizing your paper-based processes, and software to manage costs. Call me on my cell at 201-0199 and ask me about our managed print program where we can cut your printing costs in half. 201-0199.
Remember when food came straight from the farm and fresh-cooked homemade meals were an everyday occurrence? Sweet Creek Farm Market does. Visit the Sweet Creek Cafe and enjoy freshly prepared farm-to-table meals with award-winning barbecue, ice cream, and famous sweet treats. Browse through our large farm market and enjoy lots of fresh produce. Sweet Creek has everything you need.